The Renaissance Festival podcast, show number 225. The Winter Solstice Christmas Yule Holiday Special Show.
Crimbo.
Okay. That works, too.
Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Are you ready for the adventure of a lifetime? Join Mark Gunn on a Celtic Invasion Vacation. You will enjoy a small, friendly group that is one-third the size of most tour groups. You will relax and savor the land like a local as you experience our motto, good food, good drink, and good company. Plus, you will enjoy lots of great Celtic music from Mark Gunn and others in local pubs. Smile, laugh, and sing along as you enjoy exotic sights around the world and make lots of new memories with Mark Gunn's Celtic Invasion Vacations. We're heading back to Ireland in 2014. Join the invasion today at CelticInvasion.com.
So last year, we had a party, a Christmas party, and we invited all of our friends.
Lots of people.
Over the Renaissance world.
Yeah, you remember how long it took us to clean up? Holy crap.
I don't remember. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. But some of our friends on the Renaissance Festival Circus gave us gifts, and this is what we got. Ready, sisters?
Ready.
On the first day of Christmas, the washer wenches gave to us one Mr. Wettums to decorate the limey lounge. On the second day of Christmas, Smee and Blaw gave to us two singing executioners, one Mr. Wettums to decorate the limey lounge. On the third day of Christmas, the jousters gave to us three broken lances, two singing executioners, one Mr. Wettums to decorate the limey lounge. On the fourth day of Christmas, Iris and Rose gave to us four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, one Mr. Wettums to decorate the limey lounge. On the fifth day of Christmas, our true love gave to us five Brobdingnagian bards, even though those only tours. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wettums for the limey lounge. On the sixth day of Christmas, bold and stupid men gave us six feathered hats, five Brobdingnagian bards, even though those only tours. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wettums for the limey lounge. On the seventh day of Christmas, throw-up comedy gave us seven flaming torches, six feathered hats, five Brobdingnagian bards, even though there's only tours. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wettums for the limey lounge. On the eighth day of Christmas, Equinox gave to us eight percussive vegetables, seven flaming torches, six feathered hats, five Brobdingnagian bards, even though there's only two. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wettums for the limey lounge. On the ninth day of Christmas, Tartanic gave to us nine pipers piping, eight percussive vegetables, seven flaming torches, six feathered hats, five Brobdingnagian bards, even though there's only two. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wettums for the limey lounge. On the tenth day of Christmas, Vince Conaway gave us 10 pairs of panties, nine pipers piping, eight percussive vegetables, seven flaming torches, six feathered hats, five Brobdingnagian bards, even though there's still only two.
I'm running out of patience.
Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners. And Mr. Wadham's for the Miami Lounge.
Are we there yet?
No. On the 11th day of Christmas, Dead Bob gave to us 11 sarcastic comments. There's a surprise. 10 pairs of panties, 9 pipers piping, 8 percussive vegetables, 7 flaming torches, 6 feathered hats, 5 propped and noggin barts. And yes, we know there's only, two.
But I like getting them anyway.
4 dirty limericks, 3 broken lances, 2 singing executioners. And Mr. Wadham's for the Limey Lounge.
Now?
No.
Almost.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Owen 5 gave to us. Comments, 10 pairs of panties, 9 pipers piping, 8 percussive vegetables, 7 flaming torches, 6 feathered hats, 5 frogged in noggin barts.
I'm seeing 8 of them by now.
4 dirty limericks, 3 broken lances,
and 3 broken hearts.
2 singing executioners, and Mr. Wetum's for the limey. Lounge.
Is it over? Holy crap.
Yay.
Yay.
What am I going to do with all those Brobdenagi and farts?
They're like rabbits.
Yay.
The Parsec Award-winning show, the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and here are your hosts, the gatekeeper of the fairies and expert in all magical creatures, Tony Autumn, a member of the royal family, and has a crown to prove it, Matt Letter. Well, okay, welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Artem.
And I am Matt Letter, and this is a very special show today. Tony, what show is this?
This is the last show of 2014 for the podcast.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. And we made it extra special for you.
We did.
It's really, really long with lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of music.
Yeah.
Probably the longest show we've ever done.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see. It's close. Well, it gives it at least a challenge.
Yeah, well, it is a challenge. Although we have done some pretty long shows out there, but we'll see what we do.
Yeah.
But we wanted to make sure that we give you an extra special show for the last one for the year.
Yeah, and for sticking around with us for all those dry months of no-shows.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. So that first song you heard, by the way, was the Limey 12 Days of Christmas by the Limey Birds from All We Want for Christmas.
Yay!
Yay!
All right, so since we have a ton of more music to get into, should we just jump right into that?
Oh, we could if you want to.
All right, then. And we'll catch you at the break. So up next is What Child Is This by Nancy Daly Green from Celebrating Christmas Yore.
Thank you. Claus is pagan too, just like all the rest. And if you are a merry witch, he'll bring you all the best. So get that star up on the roof and bake those cookies too, 'cause Christmas time is really Yule and Santa's pagan too. He's got that Buddha belly and his top's the Holly King. You dressed him in that British coat, the cap's a Nordic thing. You took the horns right off his head and stuck them on his deer, but he still flies high like Jupiter with a belly full of beer. Hey, Santa Claus is pagan too, just like all the rest. And if you are a merry witch, he'll bring you all the best. So get that star up on the roof and make those cookies too, 'cause Christmas time is really Yule and Santa's pagan too. Now history says Christ was likely not a Capricorn, but if you want to share our Yule, we don't care when he's born. Come celebrate the dawning of the Sun King's bright rebirth, and if you practice what you preach, we'll all have peace on earth. Hey, Santa Claus is pagan too, just like all the rest. And if you are a merry witch, he'll bring you all the best. So get that star up on the roof and make those cookies too, 'cause Christmas time is really Yule and Santa's pagan too. Now Santa's way more jolly than most Christians would require, and if he weren't so busy, he'd be dancing around this fire. Yeah, you can call it Christmas, you got us way outgunned, but just you wait till Beltane, then we'll see who's having fun. Hey! Santa Claus is pagan too, just like all the rest. And if you are a merry witch, he'll bring you all the best. So get that star up on the roof and bake those cookies too, 'cause Christmas time is really Yule and Santa's pagan too. Hey! Santa Claus is pagan too, just like all the rest. And if you are a merry witch, he'll bring you all the best. So get that star up on the roof and bake those cookies too, 'cause Christmas time is really Yule and Santa's pagan too.
On a cold Glasgow eve, we wandered brisk streets like a storybook romance from the past. From New Orleans to Scotland, with memories to spend, and your face lit up with a laugh. Happy Christmas, my sweet, you're the reason I awake each morning, joy on my face. Warm covers we cast off, like the cold Scottish frost. Our hearts warm us up each Christmas day. Christmas snow has fallen where you and I walked hand in hand. Now our wee baby wiggles, she's our tiny snow angel. But without you, my Christmas feels bland. Happy Christmas, my sweet, you're the reason I awake each morning, joy on my face. Warm covers we cast off, like the cold Scottish frost. Our hearts warm us up each Christmas day. Happy Christmas, my sweet, you're the reason I awake each morning, joy on my face. covers we cast off, like the cold Scottish frost. Our hearts warm us up each Christmas day. This year for Christmas, there's something I'd really like. So if you're up there somewhere, Santa, please don't bring me another bag. I don't need any ugly sweaters, and I don't play much basketball. But there's something kind of special that I want most of all. I want an alien for Christmas. Bring me an alien this year. I want a little green guy about 3 feet high and 17 eyes who knows how to fly. I want an alien for Christmas this year. He can live in the bathtub, so don't worry about a thing. And I'll take him out for walks when it gets nicer in the spring. I'll always keep him company, he'll never be alone. And he can hang around the house all day and watch the twilight zone. I want an alien for Christmas. Bring me an alien this year. I want a little green guy about 3 feet high with 17 eyes who knows how to fly. I want an alien for Christmas this year.
Buccaneer, 'cause we can't hardly stand to wait. can't hardly stand to wait till Santa Claus gets
The boar's head, as I understand, is the rarest dish in all the land, which thus bedecked with a gay garland, servitur cum sinapio.
Caput aprite per oredens laudis domino, caput aprite per oredens laudis domino.
Our steward hath provided this in honor of the King of Bliss, which on this day to be served is in Reginentia Trio.
Caput aprite per oredens laudis domino, caput aprite per oredens laudis domino.
Thank you.
loud as Domino. Capo da frite però, red as loud as Domino.
Thank you.
And that was Ihr Kinderlein Komet by Wicked Tinkers from Slantje Happy Holidays.
And before that, This Endred's Night by Heather Dale from This Endred's Night. Yeah, we don't know what Endred's is. Maybe it's something like really old, like back in the Celtic days.
It's part of the words. It's Old English.
Oh.
Yeah, it's part of the words of the carol.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you learned something new today.
So there you go.
That's cool.
And before This Endless Night was Carol of the Bells by Cast in Bronze from The Voyage.
And before that, The Boar's Head Carol by Coyote Run from Tend the Fire.
Before that, O Come Emmanuel by Moat Jumper from Christmas at the Renaissance Fair.
And before that, A Pirate's Christmas Wish by The Village Pumps from A Pirate's Christmas Wish.
Before that was I Want an Alien for Christmas by The Dregs from Dregnog.
And before that, Christmas in Scotland by Mark Gunn from Christmas in Scotland Single.
And before Mark Gunn, all the way second from the top, was Santa Claus's Pagan 2 by Emerald Rose from Rants and Ramble.
Now it's time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
Oh, the Renaissance Festival news. We're only probably a week away from the closing of the Renaissance Festival awards. So if you haven't voted, well, you better hurry up if you want to vote. You have until the 31st of December. And then in February, we will announce the winners. And it will also be published in Renaissance Magazine in March. And as always, if there are any fans or musicians that would like to have their music on the show, please check the website and click on Submission and find out how you can submit your music and CDs to the show. And as always, also, if you are a Renaissance performer and you would like to let us know your performance schedule for the new segment, you can always call the castle at 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. Or you can email it to us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Or you can always post it on Facebook. Any artist that has one or more new CDs released in 2014 and would like to have their music featured on an upcoming show, please drop us an email and let us know. You can email us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. So that will do it for the news this week. And now back to somewhere else in the castle. So next up would be The Holly and the Ivy by Vince Conaway from Hang the Holly.
and put the gowans fine. We've wandered money's the weary foot, sin out lang syne.
It was he sported in the burn from morning sun till dine, but the seas between us brave rod, sin of lang syne.
For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, and we'll take a cup of kindness yet. Trusted friend, and here's a hand of mine, and we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, and we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, and we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, and we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne.
Blood red skies in the morning, pitch black heavens every night. Take the its light for miles around, while the stream and the fountain are frozen, locked in the ground. Now the leprous white lady leads a trade of the lost, leads the spirits to the king cut down in the floor. saw the young king grew older and withered, died in despair. Now the leprous white lady leads a train of the lost. Lets the spirits to bleed and old and goodly fields on frost. Nine white maidens attend her while she treads without leaving spore. As she seeks her defender, who will take the crown up once more? By the light of the beacon, you can see her pass to the ring. She'll not weary nor weaken till she finds the Wintertide King. Now the leprous white lady leads a train.
Stone. snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter long ago, God in heaven cannot hold him, nor the earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed for the Lord Almighty, Jesus Christ. Angels and archangels may have gathered near, cherubim and seraphim thronged the air. But his mother only, in her maiden bliss, worshipped the beloved with a kiss. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. What I can I give him, give my heart.
Burning low upon my tabletop, the snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near, breathe a sigh or two, I could be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter's night with you. Smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. Glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon the page words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you were lonely too, I could be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. Fire's dying now, the lamp is growing dim, shades of night are lifting. Morning light steals across my window pane, where flakes of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near, to breathe a sigh or two, I could be happy just to hold the hands I love and be once again with you. And be once again with you.
upon a night in the dawning of the springtime touches the land with that green so sweet. Its song fills our life with a joy that spreads across the fields on our dancing feet. The harvest moon calls us home in the evening, fruits of our labor to enjoy at our ease. Winter's touch brings the stillness of night and the restful dreams of waking from a peaceful sleep. Home to the land of the good folk feast, that sweet wine and song, dance to the rhythm of life and the beating of your heart as the world turns on. When travel spreads its wing across the sky, and sleep not at the door as the fires below. Greet up with a smile and a coming moment rest, while our dream comes of sleep and our reed will grow.
Forever onward, for in truth we're ne'er alone.
the cast and more will certainly bring us the love to share today. And so let's gather around and sing forever proud, for we have found our way at Castletown. In the sky and thank our God to be born here at the gates where all good men are free. Winter is saying adieu, the morning is breaking in dew. I see friends both old and new to Castletown. Once more with all of our friends, for old time dreams come true at Castletown. Look up in the sky and thank our God to be born here at the gates where
in the Northlands for many a year. There I'd get cabin fever and learn to drink beer. With Ponce de Leon I found Florida's shore. Now I never will lift a snow shovel no more. And it's no snow never, no snow never no more. Love that warm Wren fair weather. Snow never no more. I travel to Georgia, to Newcastle town, where a troll rules the roost though the king wears the crown. I must prove my age to buy beer at the store.
Can you believe it?
But it's true. I never'll get stuck in a snowbank no more. And it's no snow never, no snow never no more. Love that warm Wren fair weather. Snow never no more. and back home to Bristol in the summertime. Sing my songs in the shade, well, that's something sublime.
Not very common at all.
It thunders, it lightnings, oh boy, can it pour. And we fight off mosquitoes, but those I'll ignore, for there's no snow, never. No snow, never, no more. Love that warm wren fair weather. Snow, never, no more. There's no snow, never. No snow, never, no more. Love that warm wren fair weather. Snow, never, no more. September's in southern Ohio, it bakes. By October it's cold, though I've yet to see flakes. I know all the jousters and all of their horses by name, and it's home to the Stephen Craig Broses. There's no snow, never. No snow, never, no more. Love that warm wren fair weather. Snow, never, no more. Those Cajuns round Hammond say crawfish, not cray. By November I'm ready for more étouffée. And holiday season has parties galore, then a trip round the Gulf to start over once more. I used to own parkas, galoshes, and gloves, and in long underwear I had learned to make love. Now flimsiest bedclothes get flung on the floor. My fair lady won't freeze her fine fanny no more. And it's no snow, never. No snow, never, no more. Love that warm wren fair weather. Snow, never, no more. And it's no snow, never. No snow, never, no more. Friend, fair friends, friends forever. Snow, never, no more.
And that song was No Snow Never by Craig of Farrington from A Rhyme for Orange and Other Slices of Silliness.
And before that, Cold Frosty Morning by Gypsy Gorilla Band from Ernie's Pot of Gold.
Before them was Winter's Farewell by Caradwyn from Winter's Farewell.
And before that, Turning of the Season by Wine and Alchemy from Turning of the Season.
Before them was Song for a Winter's Night by Jesse Linder from The Bramble and the Rose.
And before that, In the Bleak Midwinter by Fuli from Fues Ne.
Before Fuli was Snowbird by Maidens 3 from Charm and Fire.
Before that, Wintry's Queen by Diane Lynn from Janus.
Before that, Auld Lang Syne by Tippler's Way from Let a Light Shine.
What a show, huh?
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
Lots of music in that one.
Yeah, a ton of music. An extra special long holiday show for all of you wonderful fans out there and listeners.
Yay!
Well, this is yet the end of, this is the final show for 2014. We made it to the end, which just means we got a whole nother year coming with more music and more fun and a lot more wonderfulness coming and adventures far and near. Right.
Absolutely. There's so many exciting things we're planning on doing for this next year. We can't wait to get ready.
Yes. Well, we want your comments and suggestions. Email it us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com or record in MP3 and email it to us. Or you can call the castle at 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. And we just might play your voicemail on an upcoming show. Isn't that exciting?
And speaking of...
Yeah, speaking of, we actually have some, huh?
Yes, we do.
Hi, guys. My name is Melissa. I just wanted to tell you that my family and I really enjoy listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast. It's a great way to keep up with festival news and also hear some great music. Renaissance Festival is very much a part of our lives. We live in Louisiana and have attended the Louisiana Renaissance Festival for the last 11 years. We look forward to it every year. So during the festival time or for those post-fair blues that we sometimes get, the Renaissance Festival podcast gives us news and music with that Renaissance flair all year round. Thanks, guys, and keep up the good work. Sláinte.
As always, if you enjoyed the show, remember to support the artists that support this podcast. Buy their CDs, download their MP3s, and see their shows and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Renaissance Festival podcast. We all hope that you have a great Christmas or holiday or Yule or whatever other celebrating...
Primbo.
Primbo. Yeah. Matt's going to celebrate Primbo. We'll have to ask him about it on the next show on how his Primbo went. So if you're whatever holidays you're celebrating, we hope it's fun with your family and friends and that you're staying warm and that you have good health and good company.
Yes.
To you in the new year, and may it be a merry one.
That's right. Have a fantastic rest of your year, everybody.
And we will all see and talk to you in the new year. So this is Matt, got any words of wisdom to close out 2014?
Just thanks, everybody, for a fantastic year, and let's make next year an even better one.
Yes, indeed. So, Matt, you wanna close this show off by telling people what they're going to hear last?
Sure thing, Tony. Last up, we're going to hear Ave Maria by Malarkey and Poppycock from A Drink to All.
All right, we will talk to you all next year. Bye.
See you in a few weeks. Bye.
Ooh. The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Matt Letter, Tony Artem, and Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed the music you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, tell your friends about the great music you found, and we will see you at the fair. Sláinte.